ProFlowRadio.com.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxheat.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Yeah. You know?
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
Hey, Lenore, it's Mike from Pro Flow Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I am here with Lenore Luca, and Lenore's out of New Jersey, right?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody.
Yay. Okay, now, Lenore, what I've been told, you are affiliated with Conscious Music Entertainment?
Yes, I am.
What's Conscious Music Entertainment, if you don't mind telling my audience?
Basically, Conscious Music is into promoting how music can save you and how if you have positive lyrics in order to go for a better future. And all the music these days, some of them are not really positive. A lot of them are negative. And whether we think so or not, it's a bunch of kids out there, they believe when they hear the music that that's how they should act. So Conscious Music is really bringing back music into like the school, and music back into being positive and more family-oriented, where it inspires you to follow your dreams.
All right. Now, since we're on the topic of music already, I was told also you have a CD that's out. What's that CD about?
Well, I recently just recorded a CD. I basically want to inspire my youth. So my peers these days, like, we don't know what we want to do. And basically, I want to show everybody out there that they can follow their dreams. And if you take action and you don't conform to everybody else and you just be persistent and you constantly ask for what you want and you strive to your goals, then there's no way that you cannot succeed in your dreams. And there's no way that you can't reach for the stars. And a lot of kids out there don't have that extra push. So I want to be that extra push or that extra little conscious person on your shoulder, but guiding you in the right direction, because me, like myself, because I am a teenager, so me and my fellow peers, we're the ones that's going to be leading the world, like, in a few years, whether we think so or not. And it's a scary thought for, like, a bunch of 18-year-olds now that in, like, 5 years we're running, like, corporates and things, and it's just crazy. But if you follow your dreams and you take action, everybody out there just listens to the CD, like, every day, there is no way that they will not be achieving their goals. And that's what everybody out there needs to do these days, is inspire, to motivate, and just strive for what you want in life.
Wow. Now, you know, I've heard of people doing music CDs, and I've heard of, you know, a lot of different audio projects, but for someone your age to come out with their own CD that's empowering and helping to guide the youth so that they can succeed at their goals is pretty amazing. How long has this been in the process?
The CD lately has just, it's just like hit me. I started through the show, I wanted to inspire people through Teens Live on the Move. And I wanted to take it to another level with reaching my listeners, and as weird as it sounds to say, like, my fans from all over the world, just to talk to them in person and to touch them on a one-on-one basis. So I was like, well, I can't really reach everybody at this exact second of my life. So if they just listen to me for 40 minutes from the CD, which you guys can all buy on teensgrooveonthemove.com, it's just like I'm going to be right there with them. And it's weird to say, I always thought when I was younger, it's like, well, what can another teenager teach me? Like, what do they know?
Right.
The thing is that we do know each other well, a lot better than like an adult would, because we're living through things right now. And I think that's the best part. It's when I talk to the other kids and the other peers of mine, it's more relatable because I'm going through the same thing they are right now, and it's no different.
Definitely. Now, I'm looking at a website right now. It's teengrooveonthemove.com, and will the audience be able to get access to your CD through your website?
Yes, you can click. It should be at the bottom of the page. It'll be on the store. There'll be new banners coming up. You can all purchase it there for $12.95. All about believing in you, and that's what I want everybody out there to do, is believe in themselves and trust their instincts and make choices.
Now, how did you get started, like, doing motivational speaking?
It came from my show, actually, but one of my mentors, Malia, she kind of geared me in towards that direction, indirectly, yet directly at the same time. And somehow, like, between her and my mom and myself, all talking through different things about inspiring my youth, my generation, I was like, well, I can do so much over my computer or over my panel for my radio show. So I was like, well, like I said before, I want to go on a one-to-one basis. So I decided to take my voice behind the microphone and bring it out there in person, where I can talk to you one-on-one or talk to you in a group setting and just basically inspire you there, because you have more of a connection and you have like an energy flow when you're in the same room versus like over the computer or over a telephone.
How long have you known Malia?
It's been a year. It's been exactly around a year. And I'm glad to have her in my life and being just like a friend as well as a mentor. Great.
Okay, that's you guys have made a lot of progress since only knowing each other for a small period of time. But so you're specifically definitely like I don't want to use the term life coach, because that sounds kind of cliche, because you seem to be more into depth with actually succeeding at helping people rather than just, you know, using them for gain. But what advice would you give like the youth that are listening to you right now, aside from what they can see, of course, obviously, to, you know, be strong and chase your dreams and persevere. Considering what you've been through, what advice would you give someone?
Well, Sonny, like, my major advice is to not listen to what everybody else says, because you're going to be knocked down no matter what. Like, your friends will sometimes not agree with you or sometimes not support you, and sometimes not everybody has the support from their family. But it doesn't matter, like, who you are or where you came from. It just matters on if you have your head and your goals in the right direction. You just follow your dreams and take actions, take risks. You know what? Make mistakes, because nobody is perfect. And it's fine if you make mistakes. Just learn from them and just make them so much better. You're going to hear no. You're going to hear rejection. Not everybody's going to like you. It's like that one in a million shot for following your dreams. And there's no way that you can't be that one in a million if you set your mind to it and you just strive to achieve the unachievable.
That's great advice. Now, let's see. Usually, I remember when I was in school or high school, at least, a lot of students just were afraid to, I guess, step out on their own lead, or at least take that risk and make a mistake and, you know, grow from it. How do your peers accept you, considering that you are, I would say, doing something different than what a lot of them are doing right now?
I mean, I've always been like a weird child. I don't consider myself a weird, awkward person. But when I first started out, actually, 2 years ago, at the end of my sophomore year in 2010, I went out for this internship at a huge internet radio station, and my friends actually did not believe that I would get the job. They're like, well, why would they give it to you, considering you're only 15 and nobody else, and everybody else is in college? I'm like, well, gee, thanks for supporting me and following my dreams. Gee, I love you too. And I got the job, and I just sort of proved to them, it's like, you can do whatever you want if you just set your mind to it. And I mean, I've heard rejections from my friends where they didn't believe in me, and they didn't quite understand what I was doing and like why I was taking this path. And over the past 2 years, I've really seen like the growth of how my friends and other people that I didn't even know that support me and know what I'm doing. And it was weird, because I always remember like the beginning of the school years in class, they're like, well, hi, my name is Manor. I'm 18 years old. I've kind of been in school with you for the past 4 years, but I'm just getting to know you again now. And they're like, well, what did you do? And it's like, well, how was your break? What did you do over the break? What did you do over the weekend? And I said stuff, and before me even saying things, people actually knew like why I wanted to be a voice and what I was doing and following my dreams as well with me. And I thought that was the coolest thing. And I knew it wouldn't take like an instant second, an instant day, for my fellow peers and my classmates in school to understand and support what I'm doing. But surprisingly, I was always afraid of telling them what I wanted and afraid of like and I didn't want to brag too much, but throughout like the past 2 years, I've seen such a change in my close friends and through just like acquaintances and peers at school, where I would have never thought that they would support me or believe me, but they do. And to me, that's just like, I can't even explain it. I'm losing my words right now, even trying to talk about it, because it's just a great feeling.
Definitely, I understand that. Now, I'm looking also, I'm still looking at your website, teengrooveonthemove.com. I'm looking at Blog Talk Radio link here. Can you give me a little information about your radio show?
Well, my radio show started out about 2 years ago. It will be 2 years in around September, October. And I really, my internship from 2 summers ago in 2010 really inspired me to create my own station and just go out there and talk to the world and be a voice and hit some is up, have them as guests, go to red carpet events, attend charities here and there, just spread the message out of everything. So that's basically the foundation of Teen Groove on the Move, the radio show, where I'll talk about random stuff. It's just like core conversations, and I love when I have talk radio because of the fact when like listeners call in or they tweet me or they message me or they'll just be like, oh, Lord, this happened to me today, or you know what, this is totally irrelevant, but I hit somebody in the head with the locker today. I feel so bad. It's just like, I love that it's a place where no matter how old you are, you can be 10 or you can be 100, and you can still listen and have a good time, and who knows, maybe hear one of your favorite singers or somebody that you look up to on TV or on the big screens as a movie actor or actress. And I love that it's just a place for whoever you are, wherever you're from, how old you are, doesn't matter. It's, you can just always go there and know that it's like that hour and a half, it's like our time together.
So it's a very intimate session, that's what it sounds like.
I love it, though.
It's great. I had a couple extra questions for you. I wanted to ask you, okay, so we got Teen Groove on the Move website, we've got the radio show, we've got the magazine, we got the motivational speaking as well. Now, if people wanted to get you to come to their area, their school, is it possible to talk to their students?
Oh, yeah. I'm totally open up to talking to everybody and anybody. And if you're in California, just like give me a reason to go across the country and just go hang out there. And you, if you want, on my website, under Youth Speaking, if you go to that link, you can see where it says Book Lenore with like a little star. So you can just send me an email or contact me directly or my booking agent and just say, hey, Lenore, I would love for you to come to my school to see if we can work this out. And you know what? I'll try to wave my magic wand and my fairy dust over to make that happen. But it should definitely not be a problem. And whoever asks, usually I'll come to them.
Okay. There's a lot of messages that you're giving out, of course. In my opinion, the ultimate message would be to take care of yourself, improve the quality of your life, and to you know, pursue your dreams and to never give up. There's a lot of different themes tied in. Now, when it comes to clean music and conscious music entertainment and this whole endeavor, where would you like to see yourself and maybe, you know, in the future, just I would say, where can you see your movement taking you? Or where would you like to be in the future if you had the ultimate dream in a way?
Well, with moving with conscious entertainment in that direction and that aspect, I would love for more positive music to come out lately. And like you don't really realize it, but lately a lot of like the top artists on the Billboard charts, they're reinforcing the positive and all the not negative things that are going on in life, and not about killings or drugs or alcohol or any of that. And that's coming back, which is great because you have younger kids that are listening to explicit music that they shouldn't really be exposed to. So in that aspect of conscious music, I'm just so excited and I'm so glad to be a part of that movement. And as we go towards the future, creating more positive lyrics. But as for me, and as for speaking, and as for my show, my ultimate dream, ultimate dream, I want to be like Ellen. I want to have people come home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and not do their homework for a half hour and sit down on that couch for an hour and just have a blast. That, if I can do that, I will call you back and I'll be like, hey, you better be DVRing me at 4 o'clock or I'm going to come and haunt you down. That honestly would be, I'm smiling right now. You can't even see it. Oh, you can. But if you could see, like, my face, it's like, thinking about that, it's like, that's the ultimate goal.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry muse featured on the Pro Flow for Show show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxine.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.
Your goals are definitely
going to
be
achieved. That's what's up. That's great, great. Now, would you like to give any shout-outs to anybody that has helped you get where you're at and going?
Shout-outs, wow. Shout-outs. All you guys have to do is, for everything, just go on teamgrooveonthemove.com, like us on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, at Lenore Luca or at teamgroove. I usually tweet often, and usually when you guys see me, I'll obviously answer back, because that's what I do when I'm bored in the car and we're on a long trip or I'm just watching TV. That subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/teamgrooveonthemove. Every single social network /teamgrooveonthemove will probably come up, so that should not be a problem with finding all of that.
I don't think it's going to be a problem at all. They're definitely going to find you wherever I'm at. We're going to keep promoting and advertising everything that you're doing. I'm really, really impressed. It gives me a different perspective on just the options that even myself, because I'm a little older than you, not too much I wouldn't say, but I'm a little bit older, but I still am learning and growing and trying to, you know, blossom in a way.
We're all learning and blossoming no matter how old you are. Until you are not breathing, you're always learning. Life, like, oh gosh, that sounds weird saying life, like school and education, because putting it that way doesn't sound fun. A life, a lesson.
You got a lot of things going on. Oh, yeah, you can mention, what about the news? You're coming up on the news, right?
I'm sorry, what?
June 10th and the 9th, you're both on the local news in Jersey?
Oh, yeah, this weekend, I'm actually filming tomorrow, actually. I'm filming tomorrow for a weekend segment for News 12 New Jersey. It's Spotlight. It's a segment called Spotlight New Jersey. It's going to be with Dela Cruz. And about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, she actually asked me to be on during the Friday night segments for Spotlight News, where I have like a 2.5 minute phone call interview, and they asked me to come back, which I'm so excited for, because now this is like a half hour segment, and I am stoked, and I'll probably be nervous when I wake up in the morning, but even if you're not in New Jersey, you can always just go to news12.com and click on the New Jersey part, because they broadcast in different areas, and click watch live, and you can see my beautiful face on your TV. Doesn't
great,
that sound
great.
Like a good time?
Well, you definitely know how to promote it. It's just congratulations on your success and all the experiences that you're having. Enjoy them. It's just the beginning, and you're going to see so much. Your book's just going to be filled up, and you're just going to go crazy. But, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, because it's a good look, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. It's kind of weird saying that I have succeeded in something, and I'm not even graduate. I haven't even graduated yet. It's a weird thought, but from other people's perspectives, I've done so much for myself. Like, I'm proud of myself, too, for achieving these little goals along the way. So hopefully I will reach for the stars. That's my plan.
I think you're up there. Just hang on to them, you know? That's for sure.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry muse featured on the Pro Flow for Show show, check us out, www.maxine.com. It's Pro Flow Radio.